whimper at me, and I feel complete. Then you come at me like the Wolverine. And even though you often turn your back on me, our love goes deeper than a submarine. No, I don't want clay dust inside of you, or chemicals in the place you poo. In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Personality NLP astrology case study for Frank. Since Frank has Uttarabhadrapada rising in Pisces as his ascendant, he likely moves through the world with a quiet depth, emotional complexity, and a soul that is innately tuned to the spiritual, symbolic, and subtle realms of life. Uttarabhadrapada, ruled by Saturn, is a nakshatra associated with deep stillness, compassionate detachment, and the ability to hold space for hidden truths. Pisces, as an ascendant sign, already carries themes of imagination, intuition, and idealism. But with Uttarabhadrapada here, Frank's psyche is further shaped by introspection, resilience, and a sense of inner responsibility to something greater than himself. People may perceive him as calm, wise, and self-contained, someone who often sees beyond the surface and holds steady, even in emotional turbulence. From an NLP lens, this ascendant reflects a dissociated and auditory digital processing style. Frank likely evaluates life not just through feeling, but through internal analysis, needing to make sense of experience through reflection, insight, and inner clarity. He may appear contemplative or reserved, but his mind is always active, organizing perception into structure, even if he doesn't share it aloud. His attention filter is strongly self-oriented. Frank likely relies on his inner compass when making decisions, trusting his own emotional and spiritual signals over external validation. He may have a quiet, enduring confidence in what he knows, even if he doesn't feel the need to prove it. This makes him selective, not in a dismissive way, but in a way that honors his energy and emotional truth. His motivation direction here leans away from, not out of fear, but from a refined understanding of what no longer resonates. Frank may instinctively retreat from noise, superficiality, or overly materialistic environments. He needs emotional and energetic clarity in order to feel aligned, and when something feels off, he removes himself to preserve that clarity. Third house, Rahu in Kritika, Taurus. In the third house, Frank has Rahu placed in Kritika in Taurus, an intense, focused, and karmically charged placement for communication, self-expression, motivation, and personal interests. The third house governs how we act deliberately, speak, write, learn, and engage with our environment through will and curiosity. With Rahu here, Frank carries a deep inner drive to express himself, but this expression is rarely superficial. It's strategic, piercing, and often unorthodox. There's something precise and transformational about how he uses language, thought, or even silence. Kritika, ruled by the sun and symbolized by a sharp blade or flame, is about refinement through intensity. It burns away illusion and seeks truth through clarity and discernment. In Taurus, this becomes more stable, methodical, and sensorial. With Rahu amplifying it, Frank's communication style may feel charged, exacting, or deeply persuasive. He doesn't speak just to speak. He speaks when it's necessary, and often in a way that cuts to the heart of a matter. From an NLP perspective, this placement reflects a specific chunking, auditory digital, and kinesthetic style. Frank likely processes ideas in steps, sequences, or structural frameworks. He speaks with intention, thinks procedurally, and acts when he's certain that his insight is well-formed. There's a sensuality to how he experiences the world. Tone, word choice, cadence, even silence, it all matters. His motivation direction is very towards. He's pulled toward clarity, expression, and intellectual command. But Rahu also brings some mismatching. He may instinctively challenge norms, question assumptions, or carve his own conceptual path. His attention filter here is mixed. He processes what others say, but ultimately returns to his own sense of what's true. He may be perceived as intense or piercing in conversation, not because he seeks confrontation, but because he's wired to find what's real beneath what's being said. There's a truth-telling edge to him, not necessarily loud, but unmistakable. Altogether, Rahu and Kritika in the third house gives Frank a voice that is strategic, subtle, and razor sharp. He doesn't waste words. His NLP imprint here suggests someone who processes communication through structure, clarity, and subtle power. A speaker who refines ideas like a sculptor with stone. Whether writing, teaching, or simply observing, he is always listening for what lies underneath. And when he speaks, it cuts through confusion like light through fog. Eighth house, Sun in Vishaka, Mercury and Mars in Swati, all in Libra. In the eighth house, Frank has the Sun in Vishaka and both Mercury and Mars in Swati, all in the sign of Libra. This is a highly charged and complex configuration that shapes how he navigates emotional depth, transformation, intimacy, and the unseen forces that operate beneath the surface. The eighth house is the realm of psychological truth, secrets, karmic bonds, and profound metamorphosis. With three personal planets here, especially an intellectually driven Libra, Frank processes life's most intense experiences through thought, relationship, and strategy, rather than through overt emotional exposure. The Sun in Vishaka brings intensity, ambition, and a laser-focused will into Frank's inner emotional terrain. Vishaka, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the triumphal arch, is a nakshatra of milestones, commitment, and transformation through focused effort. In Libra, this energy becomes more relational, diplomatic, and yet sharply discerning. The Sun here suggests that Frank's sense of self is deeply tied to transformation, but on his terms. He likely has a core identity built around growth through emotional restraint, intellectual clarity, and a strong internal standard for truth in relationships. He may not share easily, but when he does, it's purposeful and anchored. From an NLP lens, this placement supports an auditory, digital, and dissociated processing style with general chunking. Frank evaluates transformation and emotional risk through mental structure. He needs to understand before he surrenders. His motivation direction is towards personal mastery, clarity, and emotional precision, but there is also an away from reflex. He instinctively avoids messiness, emotional volatility, or power struggles unless he's in control of the terms. Mercury and Mars in Swati add intellectual agility and strategic independence to the same psychological space. Swati, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the wind, brings flexibility, movement, and a deep desire for freedom. Mercury in Swati makes Frank a sharp communicator, but one who values timing, word choice, and subtle influence. He may not always speak openly in emotionally charged moments, but he's tracking everything. Tone, body language, implication. His mind is strategic, and in the eighth house, that strategy applies to intimacy, power dynamics, and unspoken contracts. Mars in Swati energizes this even more. Frank is not reactive, he is precise. His drive is quiet but relentless. Mars here gives him a strong capacity to act indirectly, not through confrontation, but through subtle shifts, withdrawal, or intellectual redirection. He doesn't waste effort, he moves when the pattern is clear. This Mars placement supports kinesthetic and auditory digital processing with a specific chunking style. He acts when he senses it's time, and he may feel that in his body before he can articulate it. Together, these placements suggest a powerful internal strategist, someone who sees and senses emotional truth, but holds it tightly, using it as fuel for refinement rather than chaos. Frank's attention filter here is dominantly self-oriented. He learns about others through his own mirror and trusts what feels aligned internally before responding or revealing. His motivation direction is mixed, towards mastery and deeper relational truth, but always alert to exit what feels unclean or untrustworthy. Altogether, the Sun, Mercury, and Mars in Libra in the eighth house give Frank a psychological and relational architecture that is intelligent, discerning, and refined. He's not afraid of transformation. He just insists that it be done with clarity, balance, and quiet control. His NLP signature here shows a thinker who filters emotion through precision, a communicator who shapes energy with elegance, and a mover who acts not from impulse, but from deep internal timing. Ninth house, Ketu in Anuradha. In the ninth house, Frank has Ketu placed in Anuradha in Scorpio, a placement that brings spiritual maturity, emotional detachment, and karmic clarity into the domain of belief systems, higher learning, long-distance travel, and the search for truth. The ninth house is where we seek meaning, guidance, and alignment with something larger than ourselves. With Ketu here, Frank's relationship to truth is inward. He doesn't seek gurus, he remembers. His sense of faith is not constructed. It's recovered from within. Anuradha, ruled by Mitra, the deity of devotion and friendship, and governed by Saturn, is a nakshatra of loyalty, emotional depth, and disciplined connection. In Scorpio, it becomes even more intense, emotionally investigative, psychologically precise, and inwardly committed to transformation. With K2 placed here, Frank carries an already learned sense of spiritual discipline. He may have walked this path before, in this life or another, and now experiences a quiet detachment from conventional religion, external teachers, or fixed ideologies. His truth is experiential, stripped of illusion, and deeply emotional, but rarely sentimental. From an NLP lens, K2 and Anuradha supports a dissociated and kinesthetic processing style, with a preference for general chunking. Frank filters belief systems not through blind faith, but through how they feel in his body, and whether they align with deeper emotional truth. He likely absorbs wisdom through experience, pain, or psychological integration, not through doctrine. He reflects more than he preaches, and seeks coherence more than correctness. His motivation direction here is primarily away from, especially in response to moral hypocrisy, shallow spirituality, or beliefs that lack emotional resonance. He instinctively distances himself from what doesn't feel real, and he may go long periods without identifying with any single philosophy, not out of confusion, but from a deep understanding that truth is living, layered, and not always nameable. His attention filter is self-oriented, yet refined. He honors internal emotional signals as guides, trusting what resonates in solitude more than what is confirmed in public. Even when exploring ideas with others, he ultimately weighs them against a deep inner sense of energetic or emotional truth. He doesn't need to be convinced, he needs to feel it in his core. Altogether, K2 in Anuradha in the ninth house gives Frank a quietly profound and emotionally intelligent spiritual architecture. He doesn't seek to convert or convince, he seeks to clarify. His path is solitary but not disconnected, private but not closed. He learns through devotion, loss, loyalty, and internal alignment, and his NLP profile here reflects someone who filters philosophy through embodiment, processes meaning through detachment, and follows only what rings true in silence. His wisdom may be hidden, but it is deep, unwavering, and fiercely earned. 10th house, Moon and Venus in Mula Sagittarius. In the 10th house, Frank has the Moon and Venus conjunct in Mula and Sagittarius, a potent combination that deeply shapes his public presence, career path, and emotional orientation toward purpose, recognition, and legacy. The 10th house governs one's role in the world, reputation, vocational dharma, and how we are perceived in terms of leadership, contribution, and status. With both the Moon and Venus here, planets of emotion, value, and connection, Frank's public persona is emotionally intelligent, aesthetically aware, and quietly impactful. But with Mula involved, there's also intensity, inner fire, and a drive to cut through falseness in pursuit of something real. Mula, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the roots of a plant, is a nakshatra of radical dismantling. It tears down illusion to return to truth. In Sagittarius, this energy becomes philosophical, expansive, and purpose-driven. With the Moon here, Frank likely processes his career and social visibility through deep emotional instinct. He feels his way toward purpose, often needing to withdraw and uproot false roles before finding what fits. His emotional life is linked to his sense of meaning. He can't just work for the sake of working, it has to feel aligned. From an NLP lens, the Moon in Mula reflects a kinesthetic and dissociated processing style with general chunking. Frank likely senses the emotional temperature of a public environment, but steps back internally to make meaning. He may appear calm and steady outwardly, but his career decisions are often rooted in emotional instinct, a strong feeling of what's energetically right or wrong, often sensed before logically understood. His motivation direction here is both towards and away from. He's drawn toward meaningful, purpose-aligned work, but has a clear away-from instinct when it comes to superficial roles, false authority, or emotionally dishonest leadership. If something feels out of integrity, he's likely to step back and dismantle it internally before engaging further. This can make his professional journey non-linear, filled with sharp turns, endings, and reorientations, but always in service of deeper alignment. With Venus also in Mula, Frank brings refinement, value sensitivity, and relational insight into his public role. He may naturally bring harmony into leadership spaces or lead through emotional resonance and aesthetic intelligence. But in Mula, Venus becomes fierce. She's not here to charm, she's here to purify. Frank likely has high standards for relational integrity in public settings, and while he may appear diplomatic, he has little patience for emotional manipulation or lack of authenticity. Venus in this nakshatra supports a visual and kinesthetic processing style with specific chunking. He likely notices detail in tone, environment, and interpersonal dynamic. And while he may not always comment, he feels it, and it informs his decisions. His relational instincts are strong, but they're filtered through a deeper standard. Is this true? Is this clean? Is this worthy of beauty? Together, the Moon and Venus in Mula in the 10th house give Frank a professional presence that is emotionally intelligent, ethically refined, and spiritually exacting. He may not seek the spotlight, but when he stands in it, he brings a gravity that others feel, a subtle demand for authenticity and meaning. His NLP imprint here reflects someone who processes through depth, makes career decisions from the gut, and holds high standards for what leadership feels like. He's not here to impress, he's here to embody truth. And in doing so, he often inspires others to do the same. 11th house, Jupiter in Dhanishta and Saturn in Shravana, both in Capricorn. In the 11th house, Frank has Jupiter in Dhanishta and Saturn in Shravana, both in Capricorn, shaping his long-term goals, social alliances, and relationship to ambition, community, and collective contribution. The 11th house governs gains from effort, visionary planning, networks, and the structures we build to fulfill our desires. With both Jupiter and Saturn here, Frank's orientation to goals is strategic, principled, and grounded in realism. His social presence isn't loud, but it's deeply respected. He's someone others may turn to for quiet guidance, systemic thinking, or leadership that's earned rather than declared. Jupiter in Dhanishta brings expansive intelligence into a nakshatra of rhythm, mastery, and social architecture. Dhanishta, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the drum, is connected to timing, structure, and orchestration. It seeks to create harmony through leadership and precision. In Capricorn, Jupiter is in debilitation, but that only deepens Frank's seriousness about purpose. Here, he doesn't chase status. He builds towards it with effort, consistency, and internal standards. His vision for the future is not idealistic, it's engineered. From an NLP perspective, Jupiter in Dhanishta reflects an auditory digital and general chunking style. Frank likely processes goals through frameworks, mapping systems, structures, and timelines. He learns socially, but leads through example, often working behind the scenes to organize what others can't. His motivation direction here is strongly toward accomplishment, systemic clarity, and strategic alliances. But he also filters out away from chaos, vague promises, or unfocused collaborations. Saturn in Shravana, also in Capricorn, adds depth, discipline, and quiet authority to his vision and contribution. Shravana, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the ear, is the nakshatra of listening, knowledge transmission, and legacy. Saturn here makes Frank a careful listener, a deep thinker, and a conservative contributor in group settings. He likely values tradition, structure, and accountability in his social roles. He doesn't speak often, but when he does, people listen. His relationships are built slowly, tested over time, and rooted in mutual respect. This Saturn placement supports an auditory and dissociated processing style with specific chunking. Frank tracks detail, especially in speech, tone, and ethical conduct. He may be a curator of high-integrity relationships, filtering his social world with quiet precision. His attention filter here is self-oriented, but with a strong awareness of how his presence impacts the whole. He doesn't seek popularity. He seeks alignment within a structure that lasts. Together, Jupiter and Saturn in the 11th house give Frank a social and visionary style that is deeply principled, long-term focused, and architected for sustainability. He may be slow to form alliances, but once he does, he brings loyalty, wisdom, and strategic value. His NLP drives in this area reflects someone who builds legacy through networks, not in loud circles, but in refined constellations of trust, structure, and deeply earned respect. He's not here to collect followers, he's here to shape systems. And he does it with the patience of someone who's playing the long game. Overall, NLP drives for Frank. Frank's NLP profile reflects a psyche built on depth, refinement, and precise internal calibration. With planetary placements across nakshatras like Uttarabhadrapada, Kritika, Vishakha, Swati, Anuradha, Mula, Dhanishta, and Shravana, spanning Pisces, Taurus, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, and Capricorn, his cognitive and emotional architecture is one of introspective intelligence, relational discernment, and quiet power. Frank doesn't react, he reflects. He doesn't express for attention, he articulates for clarity. His presence is steady, his thinking strategic, and his internal filter profoundly attuned to what feels real beneath the surface. His dominant processing styles are auditory, digital, kinesthetic, and visual, in that order. He first filters experience through an internal mental dialogue, evaluating structure, coherence, and purpose. Sun and Mercury in Libra, K2 in Scorpio, Jupiter, Saturn in Capricorn. This auditory digital style allows him to process patterns, language, and systems with sharp, ethical clarity. Simultaneously, his Moon and Venus in Mula, plus placements in Chitra and Swati, give him strong kinesthetic awareness. He feels when something is off, even if he hasn't named it yet. Visual processing supports his relational and aesthetic intelligence, especially in the way he expresses thought with precision and subtle elegance. His chunk size varies fluidly across context. In spiritual and psychological domains, 1st, 8th, 9th, 12th houses, Frank leans toward general chunking, thinking in archetypes, tracking emotional patterns, and working with subtle, often unspoken truths. But in communication 3rd, relationships 8th, 10th, and execution 11th, he moves into specific chunking, tracking tone, language, emotional cues, and details with sharp focus. He knows when to zoom out and when to drill down, depending on the emotional and intellectual weight of the moment. His motivation direction is a sophisticated balance of towards and away from. He moves towards mastery, depth, emotional clarity, and long-term vision, drawn to systems that work, relationships that are clean, and truths that are hard-earned. But he also holds a strong away-from reflex in response to superficiality, emotional dissonance, or structural incoherence. He quietly exits what doesn't align, not out of fear, but out of devotion to internal truth. He is drawn to transformation, but only if it is cleanly executed and emotionally integrated. Frank's attention filter is dominantly self-oriented, though attuned to others. He takes in information, energy, and ideas, but always runs them through his own internal system. He doesn't rely on external affirmation. His decision-making process is private, reflective, and deeply anchored. This self-orientation allows him to maintain emotional sovereignty, even in relational or group settings where others may feel swayed. When he engages with others, it's from a place of choice, not compulsion, and his engagement is meaningful because it is intentional. His action style blends reactive timing with moments of clear, proactive direction. Mars in Swati and Saturn in Shravana suggest he prefers to act after reflection, often waiting for the right moment. But once he senses it, his action is clean, strategic, and often invisible until it lands. He may appear still or slow to respond, but his stillness is laced with alertness. When he moves, it's not rushed, it's right. Frank's learning preference leans towards solo, auditory, digital environments with time for integration. He thrives where information is rich, systems are coherent, and reflection is possible. He absorbs not only what is said, but how it's said, tone, subtext, rhythm. He's not just a thinker, he's a distiller. Altogether, Frank's NLP drives describe someone built for depth, precision, and elegant transformation. He doesn't conform, he calibrates. He doesn't chase, he clarifies. Whether in communication, work, or internal growth, Frank seeks what is aligned, ethical, and enduring. His intelligence isn't loud, it's exact, and his presence isn't forceful, it's undeniably real.